It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the program today. Born on this day, 1948. John Bonham from Led Zeppelin. Moby Dick is what we hear. One of the greatest drummers in rock and roll history, died September 1980, age of 32 years old. But fantastic on the drum kit. One of the more influential drummers as well. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Jenny Beth Martin, Tea Party Patriots, is with us now. Jenny Beth Martin, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate it. I know we're talking debt ceiling deal. The passed the Rules Committee last night, looking for a full vote of the House today. We played some audio earlier. Newt Gingrich with Sean Hannity last night said, hey, not bad. It's a good start. Chip Roy, very much against it, says no Republican in D.C. should vote for this debt limit agreement. What say you, Jenny Beth Martin?
No Republican in D.C. should vote for this debt limit bill, or this debt ceiling bill. It's a Biden-McCarthy bill. It enshrines and continues funding all of Biden's progressive agenda. The wokeism that we have in schools, the wokeism in the military, the weaponization of government, paying for the IRS agents that are going to come and audit hardworking Americans. And if we're lucky, that's all they'll do. If we're not, they'll use the agency against Americans and target Americans like they did the Tea Party movement back in 2009 through 2013. It's a bad deal. And for what? We're paying for all of that, and we increase the debt ceiling, approximately $4 trillion. It could be even more than that because there's no hard upper limit on the amount of money that they're increasing it. It is a set time.
Yes, I was going to say the point here is that they're not raising the limit. They are they're saying spend whatever you need to the next 2 years, and essentially saying trust us, Republicans have the majority in the House, and we won't do anything crazy. But there is no upper limit set until the suspension date expires.
Right, and the suspension date expires on January 1st of 2025, that is after the next election cycle. They don't want to have to vote on this again because they know voters don't like this vote. Voters understand that when we are $33 trillion in debt, might be a little bit too much, and that our children and grandchildren can't. How are they going to pay this back? How are any of us going to pay this back? It's harmful to our country, and we get that. So they extend it to January. And what will happen is that the lame duck session of Congress and potentially the lame duck president, certainly a president who will not face reelection again if it is Biden who wins next November, none of them will have an election to be held accountable for this. So then the new Congress begins a few days later, and that new Congress that was just elected won't have any say over the increase in the debt limit. It's just, this is an atrocious deal.
Jenny Beth Martin with us at Jenny Beth M on Twitter, co-founder Tea Party Patriots here on the Steve Gruber Show. You and I both have been doing this for quite a while now. Compare this deal to, say, the sequestration deal from, what is that now, 14 years ago? It's been a while with President Obama. How would you compare that sequestration deal with the deal that's presented to us today?
Well, I think the sequestration deal was a little bit better than this. What happens in this is that the pay-go, so they're saying, well, we are going to, if you increase spending, you have to pay as you go. But in the bill, it says that, and then a couple pages later, it says that the director of office, OMB, Office Management and Budget, can waive any of that at his or her discretion. So the director of OMB can waive the pay-go requirement, which means it's there if we maybe want to follow it, but if we don't, we don't have to. It's future promises, and there's no hard, nothing to bind any of what will happen in the future.
Right. Jenny Beth Martin with us, Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chairman. on this debt ceiling deal in Washington. What about the work requirements for some of the benefit programs? I saw something late last night that said actually these changes will serve to expand the program and spend more money on those programs. Is that what you saw too?
Yeah, I did see that. So when it comes to the work requirements, what will happen, work requirements are popular. Even in Wisconsin, that voted Democrat is tending to vote much more Democrat than Republican, they voted in favor of work requirements on the ballot last year. But right now, the work requirements are weaker than what even President Clinton signed and Biden voted for. They're weak. What we had in the Limit, Save, and Grow plan that was previously passed by the Republicans in Congress a couple of weeks ago, that was much stricter. This is not.
We got about 60 seconds left, Jenny Beth Martin. Is this a betrayal on the behalf of Kevin McCarthy? Can you trust him moving forward?
No, I don't trust him. Well, I trust him to do what he thinks is politically expedient and will be easiest for him as Speaker. So I trust that, but do I trust him to do what's best for America when that sometimes means making very tough decisions and negotiating and working a hard deal? No, I don't. I think that all of us today need to be calling our member of Congress and telling our congressman or congresswoman to vote against this deal. They shouldn't be able to go vote tonight without at least hearing from their constituents and knowing that they're voting against the will of their constituents.
All right, Jenny Beth Martin, Tea Party Patriots, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. That's Jenny Beth Martin, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Wednesday edition of the Steve Gruber Show.